Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're waiting for the Imam to come, but he is waiting for us to be ready. It's obvious, we cannot just wait passively. Intidhar means to wait actively, to prepare ourselves and the society for Imam to come and fulfill what Allah and His Prophet have promised. There are four key words we need to remember. These are four important responsibilities we have towards Allah's appointed leader: Ma'rifah, Mahabbah, Ita'ah, and Nusra. To be able to truly prepare ourselves for Imam to come, we have to first recognize his true position and his role in our guidance and humanity's progress. This ma'rifah comes with learning and pondering, and of course, asking Allah to help us understand and recognize the truth. Ma'rifah then leads to mahabbah, love, because we naturally love perfection, and the Imam is the most perfect human in his character. We need to strengthen this love by remembering him and praying for him. If our love is genuine, then this will lead to ita'ah, obedience. We obey the one we love, and that is one reason why the love for Allah, His Prophet, and His Ahlul Bayt is so important. It leads to submission and obedience. Now, these are all at a personal level, but if we really act on Allah's instructions through the true teachings of the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt, we will find that our duties extend to the society, and our personal inward struggle takes place in the midst of social interactions. Being united with those we may disagree on with certain issues, overlooking people's faults and weaknesses, helping each other to uphold the truth, and speaking out and fighting against oppression are social aspects of our own inner growth. This is where Nusrah comes in. Imam needs helpers to establish his just system. And these helpers, or Ansar, have to be ready so that when Imam comes, they can support him. There needs to be a certain amount of infrastructure ready for the Imam to build upon, and public support that will allow him to take the reins. These elements have to take place before the Zuhur, so that the grounds are ready for him and the society does not deal with the last Imam in the same way it did towards the other Imams. And this requires active work. Therefore, our duty as believers is heavy. So let's get moving. This was a very short recap of a session full of information and inspiration. So do watch session 19 in its entirety.